Leaning Right. I know it's been quite some time since we had a new episode of Leaning Right, and it's just been a very difficult, very busy time, and I haven't been able to put together an episode to get it out to you. This is a one-man operation, folks, so it's a little tough sometimes. And I do have a real job, and that darn work, that takes up a lot of the fun time in life. So, here we are now, though. We're doing a show right now, and it's great to be back. It's nice to be back talking about what's going on in the world and in this country. And, of course, the big news over the last few days is that Muammar Gaddafi is dead. He was captured and killed by, it looks like, the rebels that are taking over the country of Libya. He was captured alive and subsequently killed by one of the captors, it looks like, as the New York Post had on its front page, big picture of a guy with a gun, holding a gun, and a Yankees cap, New York Yankees cap, and saying that was the guy that killed Gaddafi. And, of course, he was one of the captors, one of the group that grabbed Gaddafi hiding in a apparently a sewer pipe. So Muammar Gaddafi is dead and gone, and they have his body in a freezer in a supermarket in a small shopping center. And I don't mean to laugh. It's not nice. But people are lining up to view the body and take pictures. And it's not just like a quick picture. I mean, they're jumping around and they're celebrating. And, you know, they were kicking the body and stuff. I think they've curtailed that, but Gaddafi's dead, so we've got Gaddafi gone, Saddam Hussein is gone, Bin Laden is gone, and maybe the next guy will be in Syria, though he's using an iron fist to stay in control there, killing his own people that protest against him. So that's news. There's also news right here on the Republican presidential hopefuls as Herman Cain has become the front runner. He's come out of nowhere. His 999 plan for tax plan seems to be very simple, seems to be easy to understand for folks, and it's really ringing a bell with people, and they really like it. And they're flocking to his side so far. Mitt Romney still holding strong up as a contender, way up on top there. And Rick Perry has really fell down on this. And he's due to introduce a flat tax plan next week. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he's working on that with Stephen Forbes. Because Stephen Forbes ran for the presidency some time ago. I guess it was close to 20 years ago now. And his big thing was the flat tax plan. So it'll be interesting to see this week what Perry comes up with in conjunction with Forbes and how that will that message will take heed with the American people. I was always a big Steve Forbes fan. I thought his plan was very good. And we'll see how much of it they use, what they adjust on, and where we go from there. Now, Herman Cain has come under a lot of criticism and fire because of the 999 plan, and people are starting to look at it and take it apart and try to run the mathematics. I'm no math. I'm no economics genius in this, so it goes a little over my head, so I let the experts take care of that, and explain it. And when we get a good enough explanation, we'll bring it to you. But the plan has caught fire with the American people. And with it, he has risen in the rankings and is now a top-tier candidate. And we'll have to see how long that lasts. Michelle Bachmann has fallen quite a bit now, one of the other candidates. And in fact, she's starting to lose staff in New Hampshire, where one of the first primaries takes place. And it doesn't look like she may be around very long. And I think what's happening now is we're starting to weed out people. Rick Santorum's still in there. As well as Gary Johnson and Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich has been making a lot of strides lately. And I like Newt. I think he's probably the best debater and probably the most intelligent man on the stage when they have these debates. However, for some reason, he's not connecting with the American people, though his numbers have been better after the last couple of debates. So we will just have to wait and see with that to see if Newt stays in there. Probably Perry stays for a while because Perry has a lot of money. And now he's coming out with this flat tax plan. So we have to see how that affects him. But he has not looked good on the debates at all. Rick Perry, that is. Herman Cain and Mitt Romney have done very well on these debates. Newt Gingrich has been doing very well on the debates, looking like the elder statesman and trying to keep out of the fray of attacking one another and keeping on message. And he's done a very good job of that. He's even gone after the media and the mainstream media. And the news people, and been very successful with that. So we have to see what continues on. The last debate in Las Vegas got a little catty, I guess you'd call it, as Mitt Romney and Rick Perry really went after each other. Perry went after Romney for his Romney care and for his stance on immigration. Perry has lost a lot of potential votes because of his Dream Act that he instituted in the state of Texas for the illegal immigrants, and that's cost him a lot of support. And he accused Romney of hiring illegal immigrants and now being against illegal immigration when Romney explained the case. And this has been documented. It's not really anything new. But he hired a company that had hired illegal immigrants, and as soon as he found out that they had illegal immigrants working for them, he did get rid of the landscaping company that he had hired. So when they did it again, he got rid of them again. So it's all been documented. It's all out there. It's an old charge, but Perry used it. He needed to get a little spicier, needed to get a little livelier in these debates, and I think he accomplished that, but I'm not sure the pettiness looks doesn't play well with the American electorate. And, Rick Santorum did pretty good in debates. He's hanging in there. But he showed a little signs of pettiness also in this last debate, so we'll see how that plays. He continues to struggle, though. He continues, Rick Santorum does. He continues to be down in the rankings. And let's see what else is going on. Well, of course, this past, I guess it's a month now, the Occupy Wall Street crowd has been down, making a mess of Zuccotti Park in downtown New York, Manhattan. And they essentially started this protest. It was a protest against the banks and the Wall Street criminals, as they call them. And now it's spread, and it's spread all across the country. It's cities all over the country and even to other countries. And these people are... they're anarchists. They're anarchists, anti-Americans. This is the stuff that's coming out now when you see the news, how ridiculous these people are, a number of them, and what they're there for. Half of them don't even know, I don't think. And it's disgusting because what they're doing essentially is they're ruining this park. They're sleeping in it, and they have their whole camp set up there. And it's a privately owned park, but it's open to the public. I don't believe there is a law that allows them to camp in there, but for some reason, the city and the administration of New York is looking the other way. I don't know where Mayor Bloomberg is. At one point, he said they could stay as long as they want, and then he toned down his message, tried to walk back on it. Didn't succeed. The genie was out of the bottle, and now they've been there for quite some time. They're getting a load of money and donations of food, and these folks are eating better than we are, and they want the most ridiculous demands. And now, of course, they have been joined by the thugs from the major unions across the country, including the teachers union and some of the other unions. And the American Nazi Party has endorsed and joined this protest, as well as the Communist Party. So I think that kind of tells you what this protest is all about. It's a bunch of anarchists. It's a bunch of anti-American. Anti-Semitism is coming out in the signs, and the anti-Semites are all over the place. They just hate America. And these are spoiled, a lot of rich, or not rich, but a lot of spoiled kids down there that just want the government to give them everything. They want free college tuition. They don't want to repay their college loans. They want free housing. I mean, why don't we give them a car and everything else? We have some clips we're going to play in just a little bit about it to show you how ridiculous this whole thing is. And I think you'll enjoy them. But we're going to take a break right now and be back right after these messages. You can now hear our show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phone, WebOS phone, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Milwaukee Brewers and National League Central news and notes, BrewtownSports.podomatic.com.
This is President Willie, and you're listening to Leaning Right with Gary Mack. It's my favorite show on the internet. Just don't tell Hillary. That's our 24-hour comment, feedback, hotline, whatever you want to say or vent or whatever you want to do. Just give it a call. 516-619-6341. Or if you'd like to be a part of the show, also by email. Send us an email at leaningrightnow@gmail.com. Okay, we were discussing the Occupy Wall Street, and as I said, these are a bunch of really lunatic people that have no clue what they're doing down there at all. A lot of them are just down there for whatever, and as I said, now we're having the Nazi Party down there and the Communist Party, and there's a lot of empty anti-Semitism against the so-called Jewish bankers and the Zionist Jews. And this movement, if you will, has spread across the country. But I wanted to play a cut here done by a British journalist interviewing a young man at the Occupy Wall Street. And it just shows you how typical of these people that hasn't got a clue to what he's really there for, doesn't really know why he's there. He doesn't want to pay his college tuition because that's what he wants. Not because it's good for the country or anything, because he doesn't want to pay. That's what he wants.
Your sign. Tell me about your sign.
My sign? It just says, throw me a bone, pay my tuition.
Why?
Why? Because I think these billionaires are getting a lot of money just out of greed. They're exploiting people, the underclass, like lower class people, middle class people.
How do they do that?
How do they do that? Just through, I guess it has to do with the government as well. For example, we get taxed more than they do.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Do you know the country with the highest corporate tax rate in the world?
Okay, but that doesn't mean...
It's the United States, 35%.
That's in comparison to other countries, but I'm talking specifically...
But just 35%, that's pretty high. And also, 1% of the population pays 40% of all the taxes.
Well, just reading, like, statistics...
Stop it right there. He doesn't know a darn thing, this kid. Doesn't know anything, but he's down there protesting and wants somebody to pay for his college tuition. These billionaires are making money because they're greedy. Maybe because they're working hard. And if you didn't have these billionaires... with these lower class that supposedly he says that they are oppressing, would not have jobs at all. Is that what he wants? But let's see how much dumber he can get as we continue on.
Like for every dollar that we're taxed, corporations are taxed like 25 cents. And that just isn't too fair to me.
Where did you read that?
Online.
Okay. Let's just suppose that there was lots of money and there was no economic crisis there. Why should anyone pay for your college tuition?
Why?
Yeah.
It's just my opinion.
No, but I mean, give me the reason for it. Like, why should... I quite like a new car. Should that be paid for?
Your car?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's whatever. People can say whatever they want.
No, of course you can say what you want, but I'm asking why that in particular, like...
Just because it's what I want.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't just have everything you want paid for, surely.
No, but I can put it out there. I can say what I want.
Right.
So, that's what I think.
Okay, that's fine. But, I mean, from my perspective, what you've done is you've basically written stuff you want on a sign, like a Christmas list, and then you're holding it in the air.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Why not?
Okay. All right, thank you.
So Christmas has come early to this guy. This is the stupidity that's going on down there. Because that's what he wants. I just want to write it down. That's what I want. I don't want to pay my college tuition. I want an iPad. Nobody's buying that for me. I want an iPhone. How about giving me that? Maybe I should go down there and protest. I want an iPhone and free cell phone coverage. How's that? I don't like winter. I don't want snow. Let's find a way to stop the snow and keep it sunny and 78 all the time. I don't like the cold either. Maybe I should go down there and protest winter. Why not? That's what I want. I feel like it. This is the attitude of these people down there. It is such a mixed bag of ridiculousness, if that's a word. And it just strikes me as hilarious that this guy doesn't want to pay for college and thinks that everybody else should. But if everybody thought that way, and if everybody's college got paid, where the hell is the money coming from? Where is it coming from? If you take all the money away from all the billionaires and all the corporations, you're still not going to solve the debt. And you're not going to have any revenue coming in. And we will have a broke, socialistic country, just like they have in Greece. Just like they're having all over Europe. Because that socialistic plan doesn't work. But these Nimrods, these nitwits, these brain-dead morons do not get that. This is what they want. And now there are 30% of them down there that are calling for violence. This movement is dangerous. It's going to get like Greece if we're not careful. It's going to get like Italy if we're not careful. Rome, Italy, they turned over cars. They said, fine, it was Molotov cocktails in the Eternal City. The Italian government is calling these Occupy Wall Streeters or Occupy Rome or whatever they're calling themselves over there, terrorists. And that's exactly what they are. They are terrorizing this in New York. They're terrorizing this neighborhood. They're going into restaurants. They're ruining people's their bathrooms. They're ripping sinks out of the wall. They're ripping toilets out. They're defecating on police cars. This is not a peaceful protest. They wish to compare themselves with the Tea Party. The Tea Party leaves an area cleaner when they leave. They're not sleeping in a park overnight. They're not defecating on police cars and in the streets. And now there's been complaints of thieves, robberies, rape. And where are the politicians? They're letting this go. It's amazing to me. That we have not heard a word from Bloomberg. At least in New York. Now in Occupy Wall Street, LA, one of the occupiers, who is clearly an anti-Semite, who is clearly anti-Semitic, came out with this statement.
Alistair, I'm here representing myself, but I do work for the Los Angeles Unified School District. And I think that the Zionist Jews who are running these big banks in our Federal Reserve, which is not run by the federal government, they need to be run out of this country.
She wants to run the Jews out of this country. This is not an American first protest. This is an anti-Semite, anti-American protest. Look, they have the right to say what they want in the streets. They have the right to protest. But they don't have the right to occupy a park in the heart of Manhattan and to stay there for, what is it now, 5 weeks? And spit out this anti-Semitism. You know, if a Republican said that, oh my God, the backlash would be unbelievable. But these left-wing, far-out liberals can say whatever they want, can do whatever they want, and make no mistake about it, that's who's down there. That's who's down in Occupy Wall Street. All of these left-wing, whacked-out liberals, Vance Jones has come out in favor of it. A number of Democrats have come out in favor of it. Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, has come out in favor of it. And Barack Hussein Obama has come out supporting these protesters. Does that mean he's an American Nazi? Does that mean he's a member of the Communist Party? Well, Vance Jones, we know, is. And I want you to remember that. I want you to think about that. And remember that on Election Day next year, that Obama supported this movement. And as they turn violent, remember, Obama supported that movement. Oh, he'll run away from it at that point in time. Their answers will be, well, we were supporting the core group. There is always a lunatic fringe that gets involved. My friends, this whole group is full of lunatic fringes. The whole thing is a lunatic fringe. And we hear nothing from the people that we elected or that were elected to defend the city and the state of New York. Where's the governor? Where's Cuomo? He's not going to say a word because these are his people. These are the liberals that he wants voting for him. These are the liberals, the left-wingers, that Obama wants to vote for him. And that's why this country is suffering. That's why we're in an economic demise. Because we have policies that have failed. And we have a political theory that has failed, that is trying to be forced on the American people. And we have to take the opportunity to stop it. We're the only ones that can do it. We have to take the opportunity to stop it next year. I'll be back in a minute after this.
The U.S. Supreme Court says that teachers cannot be forced to pay full union dues, but that's exactly what it feels like at my school. I learned that the First Amendment allows me to resign from the union and stop supporting union politics, but I do want to belong to a professional group. What can I do?
The Association of American Educators Foundation wants you to know that you do have options. To learn more, please go to www.aaeteachers.org or call toll-free 800-704-7799.
Barack Obama's legacy of failure. High unemployment rates persist after the government bailed out banks, automobile companies, and targeted our healthcare system. Federal employees now earn more than twice as much as those of us employed by the private sector. Obama has crippled Americans with a $14 trillion national debt. Nearly $1 trillion is owed by the U.S. to China alone. And while Obama earns a reputation for incompetence around the globe, our borders here at home remain unsecured as drug traffickers and terrorists seek to exploit our negligence. But now, we the people are fighting back for fiscal responsibility, a return to constitutional principles with greater individual liberty and less government regulation over our lives. We deserve new leadership that serves with honor, integrity, and decency. Join us online at campaigntodefeatobama.com.
Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Barry from Mets Musings. Be sure to tune in weekly to Gary and myself at MetsMusings@Podomatic.com and also on iTunes.
Okay, 516-619-6341. That is the phone number to call, to leave a voicemail, comment, feedback. That's our hotline number, 516-619-6341. Or again, you can enjoy the show and send an email or a comment via email to leaningrightnow@gmail.com. I was thinking that the show is, you can listen to the show at leaningright.podomatic.com and as well on iTunes. So check them out there, or Blueberry Network. We're on the Blueberry Network also. Check out the app stores, Stitcher, Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio, Stitcher.com. We're just on all over the place. So I want to wrap this up because I'm running out of time. And it's just a crazy, crazy thing, this protest. And the again, the politicians are nowhere to be found on this. The ones that have come out, the liberals have come out, of course, in favor of it, and as well as Obama. And again, I want everybody to remember that, because this is a group that is threatening violence, that is has the capacity for violence, and that's not the way we do things in America, and they're not the way we do things in America. They don't want to work through the system. They do not want to work hard for anything in this country. They just want everything handed to them, and that's a dangerous, dangerous road. It's a dangerous road to travel down, because if we get to that point, eventually our whole system will fail. Look what it did in communist Russia. It's just not what we want. It's not the American way. And we can change it. We can do the things necessary. We can elect the people that are going to bring back our Constitution, that will respect our Constitution. Nobody wants to pay taxes at all. Nobody wants to do a lot of things, but there are certain things we need to do. I mean, you could be rich one day also if you work hard at it. Do you want to be punished for that? And that's what a lot of these protesters are saying, that if you work hard, we want your money. We don't want to work hard. We want you to work hard for us. And this administration is killing businesses. They're over-regulation, the EPA, the DOE. I mean, there's tons of stories more that we'll cover next week, hopefully we'll get to. This is the first show back, and I don't want to make it 3 hours. I could probably go 3 hours with all the crap that's going on, but I just wanted to get back and to speak with you and let you know what's going on. So let's keep an eye on Occupy Wall Street and this administration, and keep fighting. Keep fighting a good fight. Keep working hard for the American way, and we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back. We're not down and out yet. We may be up against the rope, but we're not down on the canvas. So keep the faith. God bless you all. And we'll see you next week, hopefully. And until then,
happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds that bring you?